Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Today's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $318 million. Visit your favorite retailer and play responsibly.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Henry County 911 officials in West Central Missouri hope to have answers this week about police being dispatched to a Clinton address where an officer was killed last week. Ken Scott, board chairman of the county's emergency communications, says they are comparing information after learning the 911 call came from 15 miles outside of Clinton.
With the help of the computer vendor, we printed out 18 pages, strokes, times down to the second, and any other incidents that could have occurred earlier in the day at that address.
30-year-old Ryan Morton was killed, and two other officers are recovering from minor injuries in the shooting. Some Columbia High School students are expected to stand in solidarity tomorrow with those lost in a Florida school shooting last month. District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the district is not organizing the national walkout event, but is not fighting the demonstration.
Our role in a situation like this would just to be to manage safety.
Students from coast to coast, including some from about 15 Missouri schools, are expected to walk out of classes. Reward money is available for those who help capture arsonists suspected of igniting several fires on the same day in Southwest Missouri's Mark Twain National Forest. One blaze, referred to as the Roselle Fire, burned more than 2,000 acres and destroyed a home. Mark Twain National Forest spokesperson Cody Norris says arson can be especially threatening to woodland areas.
In the wrong conditions, on a hot, dry day with high winds, like we saw with the Roselle Fire, that it was a wind-driven fire. A wildland fire caused by arson, one of these forest arson cases, can be very devastating.
A tip line for the public to report information leading to arrests or convictions for the arson activity is posted at MissouriNet.com. The Missouri House has given initial approval to a measure aimed at reducing lawsuits with multiple out-of-state plaintiffs. Supporters contend the measure would unclog local courts by eliminating proceedings with dozens of plaintiffs joined into a single case. Opponents say it's an inefficient use of courts because multiple trials will be required for identical claims. A federal appeals court has ruled against Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint and his efforts to seek information about the way Missouri executes prisoners. The Kansas City Star reports that the court upheld a 2016 ruling that allows the state to withhold information about the medical qualifications of some Missouri Department of Corrections execution team members. Flint was shot and paralyzed in 1978 by Joseph Paul Franklin, who was executed in 2013 for a suburban St. Louis killing. Westminster College in Mid-Missouri's Fulton has received a $3 million donation to help build a new football stadium. This is Missouri Net.